was a druska, was attacked by an animal or not. So that would be a nafkamina. Rashi, kagoin hanech diiko lemeches lukla kamon. In a case where iu kashoshek viyinu komakakuin, a druska shamu tzricha b'diko, an animal's doris over there, we have to check it out to make sure if it has nekovim or not. So if you want to check out this veshet, you can't check the outside of the veshet, you have to check the inside of the veshet. So the Gemara says, who suffered drusa as an animal that was doubtful whether it was attacked by a wolf or not, or by an ari. So the suffolk either on the kuvim, if there are holes in its veshet or not. And the yofla came with the rabbi, came in front of rabbi. Have the kabotikle rabbi leveshet mi avroi. So rabbi first checked out the veshet from the outside. He wanted to see if there was a neck, if there's any blood there. Omulay Abaya said back to rabbi, Iva Mahu Diyama, you yourself said that Veshet Ein Lei Bedikilim Rafnim. The only way you can check out the Veshet is from the inside. So how can you check it from the outside? So Afka Rabba Takra turned it inside out. Ubotke, and he checked it out the inside of the Veshet. Vistaka Kole Tre Kuti Dama. And he found two drops of blood there for Torf, and he said it was a Trefa, Ezein Echanami, that there was a neck of there. The Gemara explains, that Rabbi did this way was only to check out Abaya, see how smart he was. He wanted to make sure Abaya would ask the question. But Abaya, Rabbi knew that checking out the outside of Veshet is not a good bedikah. It's only kosher if you check out the inside, and still there's no blood on the inside. Now, Omer Ula says like this, Yoshev loy kaitz beveshet. Let's say in the veshet, in the food pipe, there's a splinter there, there's a koitz there. So the thorn was found in the veshet, so he holds, ein chesheshin, we're not afraid, shema hivri. We're not afraid to say that maybe, like really was pierced through, and just a healed up again on top of it. Like we're not afraid to say it's really a nekev, just on the fact you found the koitz there, a thorn there, does not make it a suffix or trefa. Rashi says, not afraid, Shema Nekafoy. Remember there was a hole there. Vivri, and it healed up now. And it's a krum, Shona Machma Smaka the Veshet that we had before. It's not called a good krum. It's not called a protector. So really it's called like a Nekaf is still there. So if the Nekaf would be there, it'd be a Trefa. So he's saying, we're not afraid, maybe it was there. Samar says, Uliula, according to Ula, we just said now that it's kosher, Maishna Misafet Jusa. Why is it different in the case of a suffered trusa? We know if a lion attacked the animal there, and we don't know if it's a treif or not, that over there we say it's like a treif. So you see, you have a suffered treif, it's like a treif. So over here we say that we're not afraid of the veshet to say it wasn't a kuva there. So Moses and Echnami, Ksav Ulu Ulu hold, and Choshish in a suffered trusa and Echnami, Hitak Olji not Choshish for a suffered trusa. Rashi says, the plukta of the rab who shmuel he prefer. We'll have machlekes about this later. Techanami ul holds they were not cheshit for suffic trusa. And you leave the animal the cheskas kashrus to say it's kashrus to show him it's not a traitor. So the more still, umayshno mishtecha tichus. What is different than two pieces of meat? Acha shachel of yachar, two pieces of fat. Acha shachel of yachar shal shumin. That you have two pieces, one is chelav, one is shumin. So say, if you eat from one of them, yichayev and oshrim toli, min asafik. We don't say stamut, it's mutter. We say it's a safik aveira. So you also, one, we say it's a safik trefa. So Mora says, hoso mitzchazik yisura. Over there, still it's worse. There's a vadai chelav here. There's a chazik yisura, you know for sure it's a piece of issa. Since it's a chazik yisura, here it's worse. But Hashem came boss, it's not a chazik yisura, so there's a bimutter. Was du es um meischno me ha scheche besaken vernimmst es tkuma. Why is the worst if you shecht an animal and at the end you find the knife to be pogrom that we say the shrit is no good? So you see when you have a reyusa we have a suffix. Was hostem is the other way reyusa besaken still there's a reyusa and a knife itself that tells us clearly that maybe the shrit was no good. That's why we have a suffix. But over here there's no vadi reyusa. Mustulas though Maishna, why is it different misophic tumor? Because you're sayochit to misophic tome. A sophic tumor is sure sayochit, see asophic, you say it's also. She also an asophic treif, it should be treif. For the more time, you're asking the kasha about hichas or tumor, need the mile of sophic tumor is sure rabbin. Why don't you make a sushto to sophic tumor is sure rabbin? The snake is tall. There we know, it's just a rabbin is tall. So what do you have to kasha from Rosh Hashanah Yachid for? Bring your proof from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Ella, what do you have to answer? Hosan Hilchos HaGemira Lo Misaito. Here's a special Loch Lomashe Misinai that Sofik Tum we learn out from Saito that Rosh Hashanah Yachid Daimah to a Saito Yichud is like a it's also it's like a Tumeya. But a Sofik Tum Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that's exactly the kasha that's still Tikila now from over there. By Kofan, that's the Machlaikis of the Sofik Druth if there's a Reyes or not. They said it's traced from a Sofik or no, we still say it's kasha. Alimor says, Yosef, Bahu Mirabonin, there was some Rabbonin sitting down. Chaim, they were kind of born of Kano. The Yosef is sitting down, but they're saying like this. Nimtseis Itmar. Only if we just found the kite, so we only found the thorn in the veshet. That's what it's kosher. Avo Yosef, but if it's sitting there, Chai Shinan. So Rashi says, Nimtseis means it wasn't stuck into the veshet at all, it just found it there. But Yosef means it was stuck into the veshet. Then were Chayshin, Rashi says, maybe both Oris it went through, really made a nekev through both skins. I can't see it through the Veshet, because it's a Krum Sholah that we had before that's full of Trefa. So that's what he says, Nimtzei Sitma, the Yoshev Chayshin. Oh, Malu Rav Kahn, Rav Kahn said, let it see Tzolah, don't learn like this. That Yoshev is Manol, even the case of Yoshev still, Ula said that it's kosher. Even though you found the kites and the thorns stuck into the veshet, since we don't see it going through both oiros, it's still kosher. Avonim says, the case you just found that there wasn't stuck in, leitzachle, leitzachle lula. You don't need ula at all for that. To kulay chiyuye braisa kitesi yochlam, we know that all animals eat thorns. So pshita, you're going to find thorns in the veshet. So that's no chiddush to say that it was just there that it's kosher. The chiddush must be, even though you found it stuck a little bit into the veshet, as long as we don't see it going through, the hole going through and through, that's the chiddush of Ula, that we're not chashinu for the treif when we say it's kosher. It will learn like this. Turvet haveshet. The turvet haveshet, Rashi says, mokum devukiv lechi. That's the place that's attached by the lechi, by the jaw of the animal. It's a place like it's attached to the cheek of the animal. That's called the Turvitz Haveshet. So Rav Omram says the Mashu. If there's a neck of even a small neck of a small hole, it makes it for Trefa. But Shmuel Amar Ruba, Shmuel holds know that the Turvitz Haveshet that does not block of the Veshet anymore, that's the top part of the Veshet, it's not called the Veshet anymore, so therefore Shmuel says it's not a Trefa of a Mashu, of a Nekev, but rather Ruba, it has to be cut through right of it. Rav of the Mash Rav says it's a din in the veshet that it's right from the Mashu. Why Mokum Shita? It's still called the Mokum Shita. So it has a locha like the veshet, and the veshet in the kuvis is the Mashu. Shmuel on the Beruba. Shmuel says no Beruba. Why? Lav Mokum Shita. He holds it too high up for it. It's not the Mokum Shita. Therefore, it's not called the veshet anymore. Therefore, the oifen of treif is only if it was cut through right of it. Shmuel says now hi Niyu. Turvas HaVeshet. Where is this Machlekes? Where is this Machlekes where they're still called the Mokum HaShchita or not? So Ma Mori Ba Ma'uk For Ma Shmuel Kol Shechoitchoi O Ma'achiv Zehu Turvas HaVeshet. As if when you cut there it widens, it's Ma'achiv, it widens open, that's called the Turvas HaVeshet, that's the Machlekes. But Chaitiv, you cut there in the Veshet, in the food pipe. The Oymer Bimkoim, it stays still, doesn't widen. Zel Veshet Atzma, that's called the Veshet Atzma, that's for sure, it's Kashal Eshchita, and that's for sure the trefa, the neck of Mashu. The Shalim is the Tufas HaVeshet higher up. When you cut it there, it widens a little bit, that's the Machlekes. Oh, Malu Rav Papi, that Marlo Yamahoch, you did not say like this. Well, Mani, who was that? Rav Beivoy Barabaya. He didn't say like this. Just the opposite. If you cut it there and it stays still, it doesn't widen, that's a turvas haveshet. What's called the veshet itself? It's the opposite. When you cut there, it shrinks. It gets stiff together. That's called the veshet. But if you cut it and stays still, it doesn't shrink anymore, that's not called the veshet, that's called the turvas haveshet. Mavlosa. That's the place where it swallows. By the Beis Habliya, the place where it swallows, that's called the Turvas HaVeshet. The Kamo, how big is it? The Kamo. So it says, Amar Avi, pachus misarta. It's even smaller than a barley. The yod of mechitza, but it's bigger than a wheat. Than a wheat. That's how far it extends the soul. So only shall between a barley and not more than a wheat. Tomorrow says now, it says ma'orach, so it's less than the length of a barley. Yeah. But not more than a chitza. Now, who tura tehevi levnei ravukva? There was an ox that belonged to the family of ravukva. The aschol bo shchitei b'turvas aveshet. They started to make the shchit in this turvas aveshet up on top of the veshet. V'gomah b'veshet, but they finished off the shchit in the veshet itself. The shal is a kosher shchit or not? So Amar Rav, Rav says, remin olei chumri d'rav chumri d'shmuel. I'll put over here the chumri rav and the chumri shmuel, and therefore tshufn, I'll make it a treifa. Chumri d'rav, I'll make it a chumri rav, the yom rav b'mashu. The rav said the turvas aveshet has the same halacha like the veshet, that a neck of a b'mashu, the small neck of makes it a treifa. See that you start the shchit there, they made a neck of there, they make it into a treifa. I, Omer Rav, Rav says Mokam Shchito. According to Rav, it's not a Mokam, it's not a Shreifa. According to Rav, the Turvas Aves is a Mokam to make a Kosher Shchito. So this Yos Kishmuel, Yos like Shmuel, the Yom Alav Mokam Shchito. Yos like Shmuel, the Turvas Aves is too much above, it's not a Mokam Shchito. For the Gemari Shmuel, Yos like Shmuel, I, Omer, he says Berubai. He also knows the Treifas of Turvas Aves is only Beroyed if most of it was cut, not just on a Mashu. So on this Karav, Yos like Rav Yom of a Mashu. That's what we want to say. We want to go to Chumra, both Shchitas together. And since you started the Shchit in the Turvas Aveshet, so you started the Shchit, you made a little neck of there. So if you hold like Shmuel, it's not the Mokim of the Shchita. Therefore, it's like a Treifa. And like Rav with a Mashu, it's a Treifa. So Morris says, Igalgula Milse, it turned around the Shiloh. Motla came to Rav, came in front of Rababa. Omlu, it's like this. Tura, this ox, listen. Bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel Shari. According to both of them, it's Shari. Zil Omul l'Abrei, go tell this son of Rabbi Yisrael Bachomo to l'shalom d'mei tur l'mori. He has to pay them a value of the ox to the owner. Since he passed him the treif and he made the person throw away the meat, he was mastered him the meat. He's a mazik. So if we have to pay him the money. Because the Munashach, according to Rav, it's a mokam shita. According to Shmuel, it's not a mokam shita, it's not a treif yet. So according to both of them, it's kosher. So the animal for sure is kosher. Whoever passed in this treif is a mazik. He has to pay him the money. Oma mabre de ravino mois vino tiyufto kalpe sanoi de rovo. They say also that mabre de ravino want to ask a question against rovo. Kalpe sanoi, the enemies of rovo, Rashi says in his Lishna Mali, nice lesson he said. But they ask a question like this, that lo'ilom, it says, Hilchos HaKedivra Be'Silo, but V'roit Salas HaKedivra Be'Shama Yoysa. Kedivra Be'Silo Yoysa. If you want to do like Be'Silo, what does that mean? But Mekula Be'Shama, Mekula Be'Silo Rasha. Someone does a coolest from both, you call the Rasha. Mechumim Be'Shama, Mechumim Be'Silo, all because of Oymel, but still Bechash of Olach. Kif, you can't take both Chumris together, that's first Aladadi. Therefore, here to take these both Chumris, that are still Aladadi, you can't pass in that way. Therefore, Taki held his sock was wrong. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on next tape.
Mem Gimel Amadeus.
The last child there was, you know, that Robert said, if somebody made a shchita and started at the top of the turbas haveshet, then the shchita went down into the veshet. So the first part, the first part was a nekev, then it went into the mokam shchita. He said it's possible. Why? Because he take on both chumris that we hold like Rav, that the mashu, a neck of a mashu, makes a treifa. Rav says that the turbas aveshet is a mokam mashchita. He holds like Shmuel that says, no, it's not a mokam mashchita. Shmuel said that it's not a treifa until you cut through right of it. So this is machmon like Rav. So here's a rubber paskin that the animal is treif, and he took upon himself both chumris of Rav and Shmuel. Last Gemara asked the question and said, no, you can't do that. Last Gemara was in the bottom was, to you, they asked the question, to you, to copy, no, they asked the question against Rava. They said a lot like this, that the Yerlam, in the bottom of Mem Gimel Mabez, the bottom, that the Yerlam, Hilchus, Kedivra, Beisil, always pass like Beisil. But of a right to last of Kedivra, Beisham, whoever wants to do like Beishamai, Oysa has a right to do. Now, Kedivra, Beisil, Oysa, if you want to do like Beisil, you can do like Beisil, since you see what it means.
even though Lachra is like Bethilel, if you want to do like Beshamai, you could do like Beshamai. Now it says though, Mikula Beshamai, Mikula Bethilel, let's say you just take Kulas both ways, you only go lenient according to Beshamai, according to Bethilel, that's a Rasha. Because Churim Stam, you're doing an Aveira then. That you can't do, Stam take both Kulas. Let's say somebody wants to do